Today's going to be a little bit different on our word that is coming. It's going to be a little tag team. I'm going to start a few things off, and then I'm going to hand it over to Bruce, and Bruce will take the relay home and bring us to the ending of it, the word today. But Thanksgiving, you know, it's a holiday for us, but it's something that we should be doing every day. And the word Thanksgiving in the Old Testament shows up 59 times, that just the word Thanksgiving, not thanks, not praise, but just Thanksgiving, 59 times. The Hebrew definition for Thanksgiving is to serve, to praise, and to sing his faithfulness. I just thought that was amazing that it was there. And there's so many different times that we talk about the thankfulness of God. And the Psalms are one of the best areas. If you want to read about being thankful, start looking at the Psalms and Proverbs. They're fantastic to start reading. And of course, Terry, I thought he was reading my notes, because he had mentioned Psalm 95:1, which was one of the Psalms I was just going to speak on a little bit. Come, let us sing to God. Let us call out to the rock of our salvation. Let us greet him with thanksgiving. The rock of our salvation. This psalm was written by King David, but he wasn't in Jerusalem sitting on the throne at the time. He was running. He was being chased by Saul. His life was in danger. And he's thanking God, and the rock of his salvation he knew was God. Even though he was going through all of this turmoil, all of these things, he's being chased, he's being hunted, and he is thankful to God for being his rock and his salvation, knowing that that's my Savior. Psalm 100, verse 1, I'm reading these out of the Tanakh, so sometimes it may seem a little different than what you're used to. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Entering his presence. When we're entering his gates, we're entering his presence where he is, which is everywhere. Then another Psalm 106, hallelujah, give thanks to God, for he is good and his kindness is eternal. It never ends. It never, never ends. You know, it's interesting because I doing a little bit of studying on some of the Jewish history, and I've just found out this and went through it, but the word Jew or Jews is very interesting, because the root of that is Judaism, which is from Judah, the tribe of Judah. And Judah was the fourth son of Jacob and Leah, his first wife. And That word, his name, means praise God and give him thanks. There, so when you see somebody and say, oh, he's a Jew, that means he's giving thanks and he's praising God for their very existence. And it to me, it just very interesting how things we just take for granted and we don't look at have such deep meaning, and we get so much better understanding of it. It's hard to explain this for people who wouldn't know what it is, but the Babylonian Talmud, people look like, well, okay, you have the Ten Commandments, then you had that broken down into 613 laws, and then those 613 laws go even deeper with their explanation of what they are. And when Israel was taken into captivity, or Judah was taken into captivity in the days of Daniel with Babylonia, and they were allowed to become part of Babylon and open up their schools, and when they did is when they wrote the Babylonian Talmud, which is a more in-depth study and explanation of a lot of things that are in the laws and take them deeper and further. And it's huge. It's like 15 volumes the size of our Bible that give explanations. But in one of those, it says, anyone who gets benefit from the world, such as taking a breath of air or a morsel of food or a drink of water, all of these things, without a blessing unto God, as it is his, is like stealing from God. And for to make it difficult to understand that a thief will steal much easier if he doesn't know the person he's stealing from. If he can just rob someone, like, you know, criminals on the street, that very easy to stick a gun in somebody's face that they don't know. But if it's someone that you deal with every day, it's a little harder to stick a gun in their face and say, give me your money. They're stealing because they don't know who it is. But once you have a relationship with a person, it's much, much more difficult to steal from them. And we need to have that relationship with God in order to really and truly give him thanks and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the breath that I'm taking. Thank you for the time that I have. And again, it deals with, do you have that relationship with God? Are you saying, I can take anything that you have without thanking you? I mean, he's not saying, give me money, because it's all his anyhow. Everything is God's in the whole world. Everything is there, the clouds, the stars. Everything is God's. And he just wants us to say, okay, tell me you won't steal from me. We don't steal from our friends. We don't steal from those we have relations with. That's God. Having that relationship with God and knowing that he is the source of all our blessings. Everything. And I know, sometimes I know it seems hard for us to say, how do we bless God? Why should we? You know, my life is miserable. Things are terrible. Well, get into that relationship. Seek the Lord. Acknowledge him. And I'm not speaking long. I'm just about done, really. But I just wanted to kind of get the stage of where thankfulness is not something new. Being thankful is not something new. How we are thankful is what's important. Are we thankful because it's a habit? Do we praise God because it makes me feel good? No, we're praising God because he's God. Because of what he is and what he has done and what he's going to do, he is everything. And if we don't praise him in true prayer and in worship and in song, it's funny because, like with the Psalms themselves, the Psalms are not to be spoken. They're to be sung. They sing the Jews today, if they're reading a psalm, they don't read it, they sing it. Because it's joyous, it's happiness. It's not, gee, God, thank you. No, it's God, thank you. I am excited about it. I am happy to thank you. I cannot believe what you have done for me. I don't deserve it, but you're doing it anyhow. Thank you, Lord. Continuing. Now, you know, every morning, the Jews, they have prayer books, very thick prayer books too. But they have prayer books, and they will say prayers throughout the day. They're always got different times and different prayers that they say. And every morning, the first thing they do before they're all the way out of bed is they say a prayer. And the morning prayer will be, let me see, where did I have it here? Oh. This is before they do anything now, and they will say, I thank you, Lord, for everything. The eternal King, for the restoration of my soul, my life, and all the goodness that you have given to me, and you have given me my life. Thank you, Lord. Bless me today. Now, when they say it, it's not a rehearsed, they know it by heart, because they say it every day, but it's not that they say, oh, okay, I'm going to say the prayer. No, they're happy to say it. I remember a brother that was an elder here at one time, and he's gone on to be with the Lord, and by the name of Gaylord Kling. A lot of you remember Gaylord. And he just loved the Lord. That man he just loved the Lord. But I remember him telling me, he says, I would fall down and die if I didn't thank God and give him a praise and prayer before I got out of bed. Because he's letting me have another day to worship him. He's given me another day to be there to serve him. And I'm just so grateful he's letting me do this. But Gaylord would not start his day without praising God and praying to God for a blessed day. And then at the end of the day, it was the last thing he'd do before he went to sleep. And then only about 500 times during the day would he pray to God and thank God for what he saw. He was a true man that just loved the Lord. So But it's not rehearsing a prayer. I encourage you to say your own prayer every morning. First thing, thank God. Thank God for your life. Thank God for what he's going to allow you to do for him today. And just continue to let us grow with him. And he will let us outgrow ourselves. He will give us that blessing. And again, we can continue to thank him in so many ways. But we can't thank him ever enough for what he has done, what he's going to do. And like I said, I was just touching on a little of the history and the background of Thanksgiving. The first thing that man was thankful for is that God created him in his image and breathed life into him. So the essence of God is actually in us, and we can be so thankful. That was the first act that we should be thankful for, was him creating us in his image. And we just thank him for that. I'm going to pass things on to Bruce. We're not going to talk long because everybody wants to get down in this fellowship, which is going to be just a great time. So, Bruce, up to you, bro.
Never know, I might talk long. He left me a lot of time. Aren't you thankful? Yeah, I like that song, "We Can't Thank Him Enough." You know, Steve had gotten a hold of me, said, "Who's speaking?" And I said, "Well, me, if I come up with something." And so I was just going to look at what the Bible says to be thankful for. You know, I've spoken on Thanksgiving and thanks and all those sorts of things. I said, "Hey, you want to tag team with me?" And he said, "I'll take the Old Testament." I thought, the Old Testament's full of thanks. You can just go to Psalms and, you know, you can just stay right there. I said, so I'll take the New Testament. So, how many of you know Christy Wells? She passed away yesterday. She's probably the most thankful person we know right now. She has a totally different perspective. But my wife went over to her place late last night and found her deceased on her couch. And so remember them in prayer, the family. But I was thinking, you know, I'm thankful. You know, I'm not sad. There's this thing that within us, for those that know Christ and know when someone goes home, that, yeah, we don't see them, but there's this joy set before us now that we will see them again, but the joy they're experiencing now is inexpressible. We have something to be thankful for. There's a hope. There's a joy set before us. So all I've done is do a quick little search on some verses that have the word thanks in them. And I don't have any point with it, so we'll see what comes out of my mouth with it. And you'll either be thankful or not. Either way, you'll be thankful when I'm done, because there's a nice meal and a time of fellowship that we're going to have. But I found it interesting because I looked up. Now, this is not the word, if you look at the word thanks or thanksgiving. The reference to thanks or being appreciative or generous or generosity or gratitude, it's over 5,000 times in the Word of God. So I want to make this statement, just, you know, if you've given your heart to the Lord, if you are a new creation in Him, you are a thanks person. You live life appreciating what God has done in and through you. You only exist because of Him. Everything around you, you can be thankful for. That's who you are. Thankful is who you are. So, first verse, 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now, the context of this, I'm not even going to go into, but basically, thanks be for Jesus. Let's just say that. The grace of God was manifested in his son, Jesus, who came here to do a work that the law couldn't do for us because the law just exposed sin to us and we dove fully in. Jesus supersedes the law. He's above it. He not only fulfilled it, but he brought us to the point that sin is no longer part of our life. Thanks be to God for Jesus. We could stop there and just give thanks. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way. Do not come to me in conversation as a woe is me person. You won't get a woe is me response. You won't get me to go down into the pit and join you there. Why? Because he has enriched your life in every way imaginary. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what the world thinks of it. You win. It's over. It's done with. Go through it. He's enriched your life. He has bestowed upon us a grace that we can give thanks for every moment of our life. No matter what the day brings, be thankful. Ephesians 1:16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And I thought, this was interesting. How often do I come to church and I'm just thankful that you're here? How often do you sit next to somebody and you're just thankful that they're there? You guys should all be looking around and say, wow, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful Jody came. I haven't saw her in a long time. No, really. It touched me just to see her. I'm thankful for visitors that I may not even get to meet. I'm thankful that they're here. I'm thankful that we gather. I'm thankful that we have something in common. We're called the family of God. I'm thankful for you. You should be thankful for me and everyone else around you. Be thankful. That's what the word says to give thanks to God for. One another. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. One of my favorite passages. We spent months on that passage. If you don't recall, look in the archives. Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope. We could spend the rest of our time talking about that verse. What God has done in you and through you and continues to do. As long as you draw breath, you have meaning, you have purpose. He is thankful for you. We should be thankful for one another. Person drives me nuts. I thank God for that person. He's producing something in me.
It's good.
He can take the worst circumstance. Sometimes I just dread a circumstance. It's just, and God does something in it. Brings life to it. He does something in it. It's worth going through it when you realize what comes out on the other side. Be thankful for one another. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I am thankful that God honored my big mouth and somehow the Packers snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat. After all the grief I gave all the Bear fans last week. God will always bring victory to you. He will always bring victory to you. Even if you're a Bears fan, there's always hope.
Amen.
There's always hope. But if you're not in the game, how do you experience the victory? If we're not in this life and all the things that life brings, how are you going to experience the victory? How are you going to have a testimony if you don't have the test? We don't like going through it. But if we keep our eye on the prize, we get through and there's victory in Jesus. Then we get to do our little dance and we can spin around and all those things that I was doing with my grandkid. Man, was I working up a sweat. Thankful I can still do that. Sweat a lot easier than I used to. Doesn't take as much. Thankful for victory. Don't live in defeat. Don't live in the struggle. You're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. Why? Because he's in you. Be thankful. So here's the easy verses for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. What do I have to be thankful for? All circumstances. Make it really easy. Right? Why? For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is a powerful verse. I don't know what God wants me to do. He wants you to give thanks in all circumstances. Well, what should I give thanks in all circumstances? I don't know what to do. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is awful. Give thanks in all circumstances. What do you mean? You don't give thanks for the circumstance. Give thanks because he's the answer over every circumstance. He will get you through. Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have plenty of reasons to give thanks. Everything encompasses a lot. Everything. Give thanks. Give thanks. Why? Because that's what he wants you to do. And he's worthy. Colossians 1 verse 12. And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you. Pausing there for effect. How many of you guys feel qualified? You should feel qualified. How many of you feel worthy? You should feel worthy. You should feel worthy. Why? Because he determined your worth. See, there was nothing you could do to show yourself worthy. There was nothing you could do to make yourself qualified. There wasn't a test you could pass. There wasn't a test you could take. Nothing you could do. But thanks be to God our Father who has qualified you. Who did the work? Jesus did the work. Quit working to do something that you can't do and just work for him. Don't sit on your butt and do nothing. You can't do that for God. It's impossible. Well, nothing's impossible with God, but it is with you. You cannot sit on your butt and do nothing for God. You have to participate with God. He has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. We talked about that a little bit last week. What's it like living in the kingdom? He's qualified you. You can live free in this world. This world can have no control over you, no entanglement, no encumbrance. Because you're in the kingdom of light, and he's qualified you. You guys don't get excited enough. For he has rescued you from the dominion of darkness. And brought all of us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom You have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You are no longer bound by sin. You are no longer bound by death. You have life eternal, free in Him. It's something to get excited about. You have reason to give thanks. Qualified you. Don't look in the mirror and say you don't measure up. You're looking at the wrong thing. You should see Jesus. He measures up. Second Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. He always leads us and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. You don't think you have purpose? Understand what this is saying. Everywhere you go, you get the privilege of representing Him. Bad situation, you bring Jesus. You bring His kingdom. It's dark, you bring light. Sickness, you bring healing. Despair, you bring hope. You're the aroma of Him. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. Always leads us and uses us. You can be thankful for your purpose. You can be thankful for your calling. You can be thankful that you're chosen. You be thankful that you're still breathing because you have something to do today for Him. Getting on the back stretch. 1 Corinthians 10:16, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ, and is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? You get to participate with Him and in Him. Everything that He's done, everything that He's earned, everything that He has been given by God for Him completing the work, you get to participate in. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not a sinner. I'm holy. I'm perfect. I'm a child of the King. Why? Because He said so, and He did it. You need to learn to think better of Him in you. And be thankful that you get to participate in Him. Romans 7:25, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are not bound. You're not tied up. You are not gagged. You're not stifled. You're delivered. You are free. You are free. Just a couple more. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Why did I put this verse in? Because He answers. Why request something if there's no answer? No sense. Why ask? There's no answer. He's waiting to answer you. Be thankful because He answers. Might not answer the way you want Him to answer, but He answers the way you need Him to answer. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. Revelations 4:9. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. He's always been, He always is. He always will be. Why should we be thankful for that? Because my God's alive. He's eternal. He's forever. We don't serve a dead God. Last verse. And you guys can stand. I'm going to ask, I'm going to do a couple things after I do this verse. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer, but you're not allowed to leave. You are dismissed, but you're not allowed to leave. Okay? I'm going to give you just a little thing on the luncheon. But I'd like all of us to take, even if it's just a minute, and let's get personal with the Lord. And like, let's analyze that life. Just come up with three things that you're most thankful for and just express it to him. Shut yourself in with God and have a personal conversation. Just, I'm just so thankful. I mean, I can list 100 things, but I'm really thankful for this. Might be a situation, you know. I have a daughter and a new grandbaby that both could have passed. It was an ugly situation. I'm thankful. He's faithful, that I can entrust the life he's given me to him, and he figures it out, right? So don't get lost in the announcements and stuff. I really want us to take a moment before we go on with our day and fellowship over food and that, and just shut ourselves in with God. So Revelation 11:17. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. See, the end of the matter is he reigns. Yes. The end of it all is he reigns. When you came to him and gave him your life, he reigns. There is nothing you go through in this life that he can't handle. Just give it over to him. Why? Because he reigns. Who's responsible for your life, the quality of your life, the care for your life? He is. Give it over to him. You have a complaint? Complain to him. I reflect you, God. If I'm impoverished, it reflects you. If my needs aren't supplied, if the world looks at me and sees me lacking, it reflects on him. He reigns. Here's the truth of the matter. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that the God we serve, that the God who's given us life, is Lord and will be Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, bow your heads, we give you thanks. And your word is just so full of reasons, but our lives are so full of reasons. Every breath, every heartbeat, every person, every encounter, your presence, just so many things, God. But Holy Spirit, I ask that you reveal to us each just something that just blows our minds that we're thankful for. That we can just shut ourselves in with you and pour out our heart to you in thanks for what you've done. Father, I bless your people. I grant your favor on them today. I bless the food. I bless the fellowship. Let us thank you for it. Let us see each other and be thankful, God. We thank you for this day. I thank you for this people. I thank you for your servants. We just ask that we find you in all these things. Let your word take root in our hearts. Let it impact all those around us. In Jesus' name.